Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Just right now, we sound checked, and then it was time, we finished, and it was time for the next band to start putting up their stuff. And so we took down our stuff, and you know, we work as a team, and we just hand the things off. And one of the guys in the other band was like, wow, that's crazy. You guys were sound checking. I went to the bathroom, I came back, and all your stuff was off of stage. And so we pride ourselves just as much in being able to load the van really fast. We all grew up together. We've all been friends for 20 plus years, and so there's nothing that we can't do together.
It's awesome.
It's why we're the all the time. I look up to him, and he looks up to my little brother, and we look up to our older brother Omar, and he looks up to us.
Our band started maybe in 2003 or so.
No, 2002.
Oh, 2002.
it wasn't quite the same band. It was two bass players, two guitar players, two drummers, and keyboards. And then eventually we figured out who we wanted to play with, who we didn't want to play with. And then and even then, it still took another 3 or 4 years before we got to not even where we're at now, just that we used to have a different drummer, and I was playing keyboards. And it just didn't work with the other drummer. We couldn't get to where we needed to get. And so, so then he was out, and then I switched over to drums, and that's when we started to kind of, the band started to solidify. And it wasn't until our little brother, Ricardo, joined that we're at the lineup that we're at now, and now is what we consider, that's when we became a band,
yeah,
really.
The core group.
Yeah. We definitely had a really slow start, but we wouldn't have traded it for anything, because it took all these steps and missteps and mistakes to get to where we're at now, and it's just made us a strong, close band.
I agree with everything he said. We only have two records, yeah. We got off, I guess, relatively slow start, and as soon as we recorded our first record, it was a little, the music was a lot more loose, way more, I guess, free to kind of experiment.
Improvisation.
Yeah, primarily.
Back then we were listening to a lot of jazz music and progressive music, like King Crimson and Yes, and some of the more out there jazz, like 70s Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, Sun Ra,
Ornette Coleman,
and then it wasn't until maybe 3 years ago or so that we started to listen to more more soul music, and we went back to listening to hip hop. Had listened to all the jazz records that we could listen to, we started to get back into hip hop, and through that we started to buy the records that hip hop producers were sampling, and a lot of that tends to be soul music, psychedelic music, music that's more based on arrangements and tightness. Whereas before it was, we were about being loose and trying to go to the moon and back.
Yeah,
you know,
much more experimental.
Yeah, you know, still have our roots in psychedelic music and progressive music, but have more focus.
Yeah,
so when I wasn't doing that, I would be out with with Zex, and that's part of the reason why we had such a slow start, was just that...
it's hard to tour without a drummer.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, now the last few years, the Mars Volta has slowed down with the touring, whereas before we would tour constantly. So in between tours, we would manage to get in a week over here, get a week over there. But now we're able to do six weeks in Europe, 6 weeks in the States, because I don't have that that commitment. Yeah,
it's definitely good to be able to get out there more and now, you know, record more material and just pretty much do things the way that we want to do them.
We all look up to each other. You know, I look up to him. I mean, granted, he's my older brother too, but we're so close in age that we've never seen it like that. We look up to our older brother Omar.
He's our older brother. Yeah, and I mean, it's good.
In a sense, he's our mentor.
Yeah.
You know, we looked up to him when we were younger, when we were first starting to get into music. You know, like he's starting to play more keys now, and that's he would buy synthesizers. He would just always be buying keyboards and synthesizers, and he would say, "I'm buying them for you so that you can play them. They're in my studio, but I want you to play them." And then at some point, he wanted to start playing keys more, and so then it became a two-way thing where it's not just us looking up to him. Now it's you know, he jokes about why can't he be in this band, or when we put out Getting Paid. Before we put it out and he heard it, he told us, "Why did you have to make such a good record without me?" You know, he's like, can I play on it a little bit, you know?
Thank you.
We do different things with, as it is with the songs that are on Getting Paid, which is, you know, the new record that we just put out. We do different things with the songs that aren't on the record to, again, kind of add to that, you know, different feeling when you come and watch us play live. Because if people want to come and watch us to hear us play the record the way that it is that we recorded it, then they can just stay home and listen to it. And then I guess some of the older songs also have newer parts that are ending up on the new record.
Yeah, it's like the live show is it's the testing ground for the new material. And when we record songs, when we did the last record, we recorded it, and then we went out and toured it, and we played it, and we see what we found out what we liked, what we didn't like, what worked, what didn't work, and then we went back and we re-recorded the record. So it was a backwards way of doing it, but
trial and error.
Yeah, but the record, again, we wouldn't trade it for anything, and it came out the way that it did. But for us, the show, it's not just us, it's also the crowd. It's how it's different from the record, and we need the crowd and we need their energy in order to have the best show that we can.
Try to get the audience involved, because if they, like you said, they give you energy and we return it back. And then, you know, like a lot of times as our set progresses, the audience gets more and more involved. They get a little, you know, there's more energy going out, and then that exchange comes back from us. So if they were just sitting there looking at us, that's how we're, you know, that's pretty much what's gonna happen on stage. We're gonna sit there and look out at them, you know.
that we definitely pride ourselves in being a live band and putting on a great live show. And the fact that there's three brothers in the band and the two guitarists, yeah, we just we get along great, and you see it on stage. Our best shows are when we mess up and we laugh about it, and that's when the improvisation comes back into play, because when we mess up, it's like, oh, what are we gonna do now? We already got off the song, so we have no choice but to go back to when it's just kind of playing it off the cuff or just doing it spur of the moment, you know? And so our best shows are when we mess up, as weird as that sounds, you know, because then we're laughing, the crowd likes it, the crowd gives us more energy, we give that back to them. And so we definitely, that's one of the biggest compliments that we get, is that people tell us that they can tell that we're having fun.
I guess in some areas.
Yeah, there's areas of it now, whereas before it was like the whole song was an improvisation.
Yeah, I mean, we could do sets where it was just, you know, three songs and they would be like 20 minutes long. But as we learned quickly that can get very boring for us. I mean, if it gets boring for us, we can only imagine what, you know, the audience is suffering through. Yeah.
Sometimes we'll be playing and we just kind of decide to extend a part. And it's, you know, you'll see us, we'll be playing and someone will say something. And then someone else has to tell the other person to tell the other person so that we're all on the same page, and then we jump into it head first together, and we just kind of see where we end
up.
Yeah, and depending on how the crowd feels about it, then we'll either extend it and go somewhere else with it, or we'll kind of lay back and go back into the song.
Primarily, for the most part, I mean, sometimes it'll be an idea that one person has, like based on a riff or whatever, and then everyone adds their own thing. Or sometimes he'll have, because he's a multi-instrumentalist, so he can play, a keyboard melody, and then if he has a bass line in his head or some guitar line that could be added on top of it, then everyone's always open for ideas, but it's definitely a cooperative effort.
We all trust each other.
Yeah.
We've been around together long enough that we know that we'll all, that together we're gonna accomplish something much greater than any one of us by ourselves.
Thank you very much. Thank you for making us feel welcome in your city. This is our first time here. Thank you. Look at this guy. Look at this. Yeah, that's what's up. Come talk to us at the merch table. We'll see you right now.
Kalarábét, paradicsomot, azt ajánlom.
Azt lenne az út.
Akármennyit van.
Megcsinálom az ölséges kertet. Mennyi víz? Itt meg kisül minden.
Legalább egy hektó vízünk lenne.
Lesz! Húz összeállt a többi rongyossal és rendbehozták az egészet. Azt akarom, hogy ott rohadjon a szegénységbe, a pisakba, a mocsokba.
Mi csináltál?
53 magyar film. A Magyar Művészeti Akadémia válogatása a magyar filmtörténet legnagyobb alkotásaiból. Talpalatnyi föld. Bán Frigyes filmjét ma este tekinthetik meg a Dunán. Mihelis Norbert talán már el is felejtette a monzai verseny technikai problémáit, így a zengő motorsport versenyzője jobb futamban reménykedhet a Túra Autó világbajnokság marrakesi futamán. Mindannyian reméljük, hogy a gyári Honda újra szágult. VTCC Túra Autó világbajnokság, marokkói nagydíj. Ma 22 óra 50 perckor a Dunán. A nagymúltú nyírségi csapatnak minden mérkőzésen győzelemre kell játszani, ha még számolni akarnak az esetleges feljutással. A keleti csoport egyik megbízható középcsapata, a Kazinc Barcika látogat Nyíregyházára, meglátjuk, mire mennek egymással. Nyíregyháza Spartacus FC, Kazinc Barcika SC, NES Hungary MB2-es labdarúgó mérkőzés, pénteken 15 órakor élőben a Dunán.